Hey everyone, it's Wednesday and time for a new Narration by George podcast, the podcast on audiobooks, spiritual ideas, and other items of interest. I'm George Taylor, bringing you podcast number 38 today. This Wednesday is the day before Thanksgiving for 2015. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I pray your day is filled with lots of great food and fun with your family and friends. And of course, there is time to consider the blessings which God has showered on all of us. We consider those blessings and then move into a season of giving and sharing of those blessings with Christmas. So, have you found your Christmas book for listening this season? If not, here's a suggestion I want to share with you. There is this iconic Christmas character created by Mr. Dickens, who really didn't have a consideration for his own blessing or the misery of others. Ebenezer Scrooge was a selfish, bitter, and petulant old man, and while he had much to be thankful for, he did not choose to see his blessings or to share them. Take a listen. This lunatic, in letting Scrooge's nephew out, had let two other people in. They were portly gentlemen, pleasant to behold, and now stood with their hats off in Scrooge's office. They had books and papers in their hands and bowed to him. "Scrooge and Marley's, I believe," said one of the gentlemen, referring to his list. "Have I the pleasure of addressing Mr. Scrooge or Mr. Marley?"
"Mr. Marley has been dead these 7 years," Scrooge replied. "He died 7 years ago this very night."
"We have no doubt his liberality is well represented by his surviving partner," said the gentleman, presenting his credentials.
It certainly was, for they had been two kindred spirits. At the ominous word liberality, Scrooge frowned and shook his head and handed the credentials back.
"At this festive season of the year, Mr. Scrooge," said the gentleman, taking up a pen, "it is more than usually desirable that we should make some slight provision for the poor and destitute who suffer greatly at the present time. Many thousands are in want of common necessaries. Hundreds of thousands are in want of common comforts, sir."
"Are there no prisons?" asked Scrooge.
"Plenty of prisons," said the gentleman,
laying down the pen again.
"And the union workhouses?" demanded Scrooge. "Are they still in operation?"
"They are still," returned the gentleman. "I wish I could say they were not."
"The treadmill and the poor law are in full vigor, then?" said Scrooge.
"Both very busy, sir."
"Oh, I was afraid from what you said at first that something had occurred to stop them in their useful course," said Scrooge. "I'm very glad to hear it."
"Under the impression that they scarcely furnish Christian cheer of mind or body to the multitude," returned the gentleman, "a few of us are endeavouring to raise a fund to buy the poor some meat and drink and means of warmth. We chose this time because it is a time of all others when want is keenly felt and abundance rejoices. What shall we put you down for?"
"Nothing," Scrooge replied.
"You wish to be anonymous?"
"I wish to be left alone," said Scrooge.
"Since you ask me what I wish, gentlemen, that is my answer. I don't make myself merry at Christmas, and I can't afford to make idle people merry. I help to support the establishments I have mentioned. They cost enough, and those who are badly off must go there."
"Many can't go there, sir, and many would rather die."
"If they would rather die," said Scrooge, "they had better do it and decrease the surplus population."
That soundbite is from my release of this iconic tale, A Christmas Carol. While I handle the narration and the male characters, my friend and fellow narrator, Trish Horner, joins me to read the female characters. You can hear samples from this tale on my website. I've placed some 14 samples on the site to allow you to hear some of this amazing tale. Just go to narrationbygeorge.com /books and click on A Christmas Carol under the Holiday Books category. Let's listen to one more sample from A Christmas Carol. Do you remember the scene where Scrooge sees Marley for the first time? Aha! Take a listen.
After several turns, he sat down again. As he threw his head back in the chair, his glance happened to rest upon a bell, a disused bell that hung in the room and communicated for some purpose now forgotten with a chamber in the highest story of the building. It was with great astonishment and with a strange, inexplicable dread that as he looked, he saw this bell begin to swing. It swung so softly in the outset that it scarcely made a sound, but soon it rang out loudly, and so did every bell in the house. This might have lasted half a minute or a minute, but it seemed like an hour. The bells ceased as they had begun, together. They were succeeded by a clanking noise deep down below, as if some person were dragging a heavy chain over the casks in the wine merchant's cellar. Scrooge then remembered to have heard that ghosts in haunted houses were described as dragging chains. The cellar door flew open with a booming sound, and then he heard the noise much louder on the floors below, then coming up the stairs, then coming straight towards his door. "It's humbug still," said Scrooge. "I won't believe it." His color changed, though, when without a pause it came on through the heavy door and passed into the room before his eyes. Upon its coming in, the dying flame leapt up as though it cried, "I know him, Marley's ghost," and fell again. The same face, the very same. Marley in his pigtail, usual waistcoat, tights and boots. The tassels on the latter bristling like his pigtail and his coat skirts and the hair upon his head. The chain he drew was clasped about his middle. It was long and wound about him like a tail, and it was made, for Scrooge observed it closely, of cash boxes, keys, padlocks, ledgers, deeds, and heavy purses wrought in steel. His body was transparent, so that Scrooge, observing him and looking through his waistcoat, could see the two buttons on his coat behind. Scrooge had often heard it said that Marley had no bowels, but he had never believed it until now. No, nor did he believe it even now, though he looked like the phantom through and through and saw it standing before him, though he felt the chilling influence of its death-cold eyes and marked the very texture of the folded kerchief bound about its head and chin, which wrapper he had not observed before. He was still incredulous and fought against his senses. "How now?" said Scrooge, caustic and cold as ever. "What do you want with me?"
"Much,"
Marley's voice, no doubt about it. "Who are you?"
"Ask me who I was."
"Who were you, then?" said Scrooge, raising his voice. "You're particular for a shade." He was going to say, "to a shade," but substituted this as more appropriate.
"In life, I was your partner, Jacob Marley."
Can you sit down?" asked Scrooge, looking doubtfully at him.
"I can."
"Do it, then." Scrooge asked the question because he didn't know whether a ghost so transparent might find himself in a condition to take a chair, and it might involve the necessity of an embarrassing explanation. But the ghost sat down on the opposite side of the fireplace as if he were quite used to it.
"You don't believe in me,"
observed the ghost. "I don't,"
said Scrooge. Again, that's from my production of The Christmas Carol. It's available for download now. Just go to my website. It's narrationbygeorge.com/books and click on the icon for A Christmas Carol. From that page, click on the icon to purchase and download the book. In the spirit of Christmas for you, I will have some gifts for you, my listeners. Have you heard about this yet? If not, here are some details. You can also find more on my website. Go to narrationbygeorge.com/holiday-giveaway. What am I giving away? Well, let's start with a recording of a Christmas short story by a young author who also narrates the story for us. A Christmas Miracle by Donna Patton is set in 19th century London. In this story, a young woman experiences a horrible tragedy one Christmas, offset by a miracle the following Christmas. Here's a sample of this touching story.
Caroline Roberts led a life that most women in 1865 London, England, dreamed of having for their own. She was a very beautiful woman, and was married to Cliff Roberts, one of the richest men in the city. He was a good businessman and a wonderful husband to her. Caroline and Cliff also had a handsome little boy named Frederick. Despite being very rich, she was not stingy with her money. Whenever she had time, which was almost all of the time, Caroline would give money to the poor and volunteer at several of the orphanages and charities. She would even allow beggars and single mothers with children to come into her home, where she would give them warm food and clothes. Then Caroline would help them get a brand new start going in their lives. Many people in London said that she was an angel sent from heaven to help those in need. When the poor asked to repay her for her kindness, Caroline demanded nothing in return for her deeds. All she cared about was the well-being of those she helped. It was said that around Christmas time in London, Caroline worked twice as hard as to help the unfortunate than her fellow man. She was a great example of what a Christian woman should be. However, she did not know that tragedy was about to strike. During the month of December, 1865, Frederick, Cliff and Caroline's son, became deathly ill. The servants did the best they could to take care of the boy. Caroline anxiously waited for the doctor to come and treat her son. On Christmas Eve, he did come, after treating another one of his patients. He took off his coat in a hurry as soon as he came in the front door and hurried upstairs to Frederick's room. Caroline and Cliff waited patiently for the news about their son's condition in the parlor. 10 minutes later, the doctor came downstairs and approached them. Cliff and Caroline stood up to acknowledge him. He asked,
"Well, how is he?" Everyone can download this story for free starting December 1st. Go to my website, narrationbygeorge.com/holiday-giveaway, to get your free copy. Everyone will also be able to experience some great stories of encouragement this season. In fact, you'll hear a story a day in my Story a Day giveaway. Christmas is a time of celebrating the coming of Jesus, the fact that Jesus stepped from heaven into history. All of these true stories will remind you that Jesus is still here among us, living in those who are living for him. Take a listen to one of these stories. The sky was overcast, and the smell of rain was in the air when we got the call. Union Street. Car accident. A bad one. We bolted for the ambulance. It was 9:30 p.m. Noise at the scene. So loud. Sirens blared. Traffic backed up. Rescue workers shouted to be heard above the noise. Even still, I could hear her. A 2-year-old, lying in the street, screaming. A woman knelt by her, holding her head, gently, firmly. "Don't move, dear one. Don't be afraid. I am here." I ran to her side. "Keep her still. Can you keep holding her? I need more equipment." The woman nodded, so calm, so very calm. I got the equipment. We secured her. And it was time to move. Still, the woman helped. We carried her ever so slowly, the few yards to the ambulance, one inch at a time. Don't let her move her head. Be calm, little one, precious child. I am here. The girl had quieted a bit by the time we got her into the ambulance. I set to work quickly, stabilizing her, securing her quickly. It was pouring rain now. The woman stood outside the ambulance, in the pouring rain, watching, listening. As I secured the child, the woman spoke up. Would it be all right if I left now? She stood in the rain. Yes, I told her yes. She could go. I was all set. Thank you. Back to my work. Several seconds passed, and I looked up. I needed to get her name. She deserved more. She deserved a reward. I looked out the back of the ambulance. I looked out the windows. The lights were bright. They lit up the whole area. I should have been able to see her walking away, but she was gone. So let me emphasize that all of the stories in this Story a Day giveaway are true stories. They're taken from a book by Joni Heilman called Miracles, 32 True Stories. Each day in December, another story will be available for you to download and listen to, and then the entire book will be available for download on January 2nd. Finally, I'm going to give an audiobook away each day from my regular collection of books. I have about 50 titles from all kinds of genres available for you to hear. Any one of them is available to be downloaded and listened to by the winner of the day. All you have to do is send me a message on Facebook or Twitter or email saying, "Yes, I want a book." If you win that day, I'll send you the instructions for getting your book. You go to narrationbygeorge.com/holiday giveaway to find links for sending me this message. Well, that's our time for today. I'd love to connect with you. Find me on Facebook by searching out Narration by George, or you can find me on Twitter. Look up Narration by Geo. Or you can email me. I'm george@narrationbygeorge.com. I pray you and your family and friends have a wonderful Thanksgiving season. Take some time to remember how God has blessed you. Then I pray you'll share those blessings with others. See you next week.